In the last module, we talked about emerging data with immune checkpoint inhibitors in combination with targeted agents. To begin, we discussed the issue of immune-related adverse events with checkpoint inhibitors, and I asked Dr. O'Malley to comment on how often immune-related toxicity leads to dose interruption or discontinuation.
You know, when we look at the prospective trials, your occurrence of immune-associated toxicities are about 30 to 40%. Many of those you're going to have to interrupt. The dermatologic grade ones, you do not, but anything else, basically, if it is truly an IO, you need to interrupt. And if we look at the GYN data, in ovary, you know, it's pushing up to about 40%. I always counsel my patients, of those 30 to 40%, about a third of them are gonna require hospitalization. Now, I think we've gotten a lot better at not hospitalizing these patients as our experiences have improved, but I still quote about 5 to 10%, and of that, you know, we're really looking at what I say are life-threatening or life-altering toxicities at a 1% to 2% range. So very important, and that's my concern about a six-week dosing, but we could talk about that at another time.
So I got to say, we asked the faculty all these questions ahead of time to see what they say, and yours was the highest estimate. Incidentally, the rest of the panel was more around 10 or 15%.
Well, and I think the dose interruption, I quoted for all comers, the dose interruption is important. If there's anybody from my institution, I also have the worst black cloud for IO toxicities ever.
Yeah. Well, that's a good, reasonable explanation. But